6.7, the answer. The defendant's response to the plaintiff's claims. Don't argue, just admit or deny. The answer fulfills part of the basic procedure of litigation, the defendant's response to the claims made by the plaintiff in the complaint. Fortunately, the answer is also one of the easiest documents a paralegal will create. It must respond to each allegation set forth in the complaint. Since the allegations in the complaint are usually broken into individual paragraphs, it is a simple matter of making clear to the court which will be admitted, which will be denied, and which will be denied due to insufficient information. You are not going to win your case in the answer, so there is no need to present arguments, reasons, explanations, or detailed defenses. Just admit or deny the allegations. The arguments will come at trial. An admission cannot be withdrawn, so, when in doubt, deny. When answering a complaint, each paragraph of the complaint should be admitted, denied, or neither admitted nor denied due to lack of knowledge. To accomplish this, draft three paragraphs. In the first paragraph, admit any allegations from the complaint that cannot be denied. For example, 1. Defendant hereby admits allegations contained in paragraphs 1, 4, and 5 of plaintiff's complaint. In the second paragraph, deny those allegations that will be denied in court. For example, 2. Defendant hereby denies any allegations contained in paragraphs 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, and 9 of plaintiff's complaint. The third paragraph addresses allegations that the defendant is unable to answer. For example, 3. Defendant is without sufficient knowledge to answer paragraphs 10 and 11 of plaintiff's complaint, and therefore denies the same. Affirmative defenses. Affirmative defenses, often included with the answer in a separate captioned section, admit that an event occurred but do not admit any liability for it. An affirmative defense does not attempt to make the claim that the defendant suffered damages. If damages were claimed by the defendant, that would constitute a counterclaim instead of an affirmative defense. Examples of affirmative defenses include bankruptcy, a payment, a claim upon which relief cannot be granted, and damages which are inapplicable because of the statute of limitations. Affirmative defenses are not required. Counterclaim. If the defendant claims to have been damaged by the plaintiff, the defendant should include a counterclaim within the answer. This is basically a complaint by the defendant against the plaintiff and should contain all the elements of a complaint, except that the caption does not have to be repeated. The caption for a combined document would read answer, affirmative defenses, and counterclaim. Example, the answer. There's an example of an answer with affirmative defenses. Assignment 6.7, the answer, optional. Students may switch sides in their assigned client's case for this assignment, or they may use the following scenario to create an answer. Affirmative defenses and counterclaims are optional. This assignment may be required by your instructor, but is otherwise optional. Your attorney tells you she just took a new case. The complaint was filed more than 2 weeks ago, so the answer is almost due. She wants you to draft an answer and provides you with the basic following information. The case is Ann Haverhill versus Jean Villapiano. The court case number is 20-1438. Your attorney wants you to admit paragraphs 1 and 2, deny paragraphs 3, 5, 6, and 7, and deny paragraph 4 due to insufficient information. Your affirmative defenses are failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted and assumption of risk. This assignment is optional unless your instructor requires it.